This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story about the bond market now via Puerto Rico. As we have reported, Puerto Rico owns its creditors more than $70 billion and has thus far been unable to restructure that debt satisfactorily. The island's governor announced yesterday he is seeking court protection under Title III of what is known as the Promesa Act, a law passed last year appointing a financial oversight board, and in theory, it was designed as a way to get Puerto Rico out of debt. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been on that story for us for months.
Puerto Rico has two big problems, its debt and its legal status. It's a territory, so it doesn't have access to Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection, as a city like Detroit had when it got into hock a few years ago. Still, Title III sure sounds a lot like bankruptcy. Mary Ellen Tai has been covering this story for Debt Wire Municipals, a news service dedicated to distressed and high-yield bonds.
It's like saying Sprite and Coca-Cola are the same thing. Like, they're both soda, but there's a little difference.
The difference? That the proceedings will be held in federal district court, not bankruptcy court. Puerto Rico's government will be involved, the bondholders too. But so will Puerto Rico's Financial Oversight Board, appointed by the U.S. Congress. It's complicated, says Kate Long. She's represented the bondholders' interests for 5 years.
This is probably the most epic legal battle that will happen in the United States, you know, over the next 30 years or so.
So who's going to win?
Huge numbers of attorneys on both sides and advisors.
Well, sure, but Puerto Rico's government gets protection from lawsuits. The bondholders get some of their money back. This first filing applies only to about $18 billion of Puerto Rico's general obligation bonds, which are guaranteed by the Puerto Rican Constitution. The bondholders will take a haircut, but they already knew that. Do Puerto Ricans blame the bondholders or the government that got them into this mess?
Bondholders are not loved, but, you know, we certainly don't have criticism towards us, I think, that members of the government do.
Criticism over things like shuttered hospitals and schools and unmet pension obligations. This restructuring will be painful, but might at least offer Puerto Ricans a new hope. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.